Transition Radio from San Diego, exploring the world of change with you. Are you ready to take your life to a new level? Join transition coaches and best-selling authors Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster as they explore strategies to navigate changes in health, relationships, money, career, and so much more. Get the information and tools to make your life smoother, easier, and more productive. And now, your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
And welcome to Transition Radio. So good to have you here with us this Tuesday evening. Ken, we've got a wonderful guest with us this evening, Michelle Humphrey, who's a master business coach and has all kinds of secrets she's going to be sharing with us very soon about how to help people grow their dreams and grow their businesses without having to work a lot harder.
I've known Michelle for a while, and she's the real deal. She's the one that really does make dreams come true, especially if you're an entrepreneur. But even if you're not an entrepreneur and you want to be an entrepreneur, this is a show you should really listen to, because this is really about what? It's about the life, the death, and the future of your dreams. So tune in. Stay tuned.
So let's talk about dreams a little bit. You know, everybody has them. Everybody wants bigger and better things, but not everybody creates it. What do you think that's about?
I think a lot of people out there have a lot of big dreams. And I think that sometimes what happens with those big dreams is they get put on hold. They get put on the back burner. And sometimes we forget about them. But sometimes we have that piece in us that we just can't accomplish that for whatever reason, right? Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes people, if you don't move forward in your dreams, then you start to rationalize every day why maybe that dream wasn't for you. But the truth is, if you have the dream, this is what I found in my own life. If you have the dream wasn't given to Michelle or to Paula necessarily, or my mother or my father or my friends, anybody else, that's my dream. Right. And there's a reason for that, because dreams help us bring forth our greatest gifts, our talents, our spirit, our soul. We start to become who we're meant to be when we start to generate those dreams.
I think another thing that really, really is an important factor in people not fulfilling their dreams is their subconscious limiting beliefs. And I end up with a lot of people in my office that I'm working with, helping to find what those limiting beliefs are and eliminate them. Because we don't, first of all, the difficult thing is we don't know we have them because they're subconscious.
And we can't see our blind spots.
Exactly.
Right.
So one of the reasons it's great to have a coach, but also one of the reasons it can be great to work with somebody who has expertise in that. Because I tell you, I can't tell you how many times. Well, this is one of my favorite stories. I had a woman who came into my office and she said, I'm a magnet for every jerk, every self-centered, narcissistic guy out there. And I said, okay, so I assume you're having a history of meeting all these guys that are not working for you.
I think this happens a lot.
It does happen a lot. I think several of us can relate to this story. Mm-hmm. So I said to her, I wonder if you're holding a belief that you don't deserve to be treated beautifully by a man or cherished by a man. And she was, of course, going, oh, that isn't true at all. I know I deserve to be treated well by a man. And I said, okay, let's test you. And I use a lot of muscle testing, you know.
Kinesiology.
Neurofeedback. Yeah. And
Neuromuscle testing.
Neuromuscle feedback, yeah. Muscular feedback. And sure enough, we tested her arm. She was like the Rock of Gibraltar when I had her say, I don't deserve to be treated well by a man. And she was floored. She was just stunned. But I think that's so typical of all of us, because since they're subconscious beliefs, we don't know we have them. We just keep living out this Groundhog Day reality of the same thing happening over and over again, We get frustrated, we get upset, we get baffled, but we don't know what to do.
Well, the conscious mind, I can't imagine anybody going around and having that conscious belief that I don't deserve to be treated well by somebody, mm-hmm. right? I don't think that's like on the surface of somebody's mind.
Right.
Right. But it's interesting with that muscle testing, you know, she went strong on that is the key belief mm-hmm. that she's holding.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens then? What happens when we identify a belief?
Well, if you're working with me, then, and one thing I'd like to say about how those beliefs get put into place, they usually get put into place when we're young and something terrible is happening to us, whether we're not being treated well by our parents or school or friends. And the subconscious mind is very concerned with our survival. In fact, that's all it's concerned with. And so it's trying to figure things out. And remember, our thinking when we're young, the normal natural thinking of children is magical and egocentric.
Mm.
So the subconscious mind's going, okay, what is it about me that's causing my mother to treat me badly or my father to abuse me? And that's how the beliefs are formed. It must be, I don't deserve to be treated well by a man. But the conscious mind doesn't know this. And remember, this is only 5% of our mind functioning anyway. The subconscious is 95%. So the tools I use in my work, a lot of them are mind-body tools and tools from the field of energy psychology that bypass the conscious mind, go right to shifting the energetic patterns that actually create these beliefs, because everything's energy, right? It's all patterns of energy. Then we get rid of them, and then life changes. The exterior experience changes.
Well, I think there's another piece to that, too,
mm-hmm.
because I've done a lot of that work myself and releasing beliefs. But then, you know, and I love that Michelle Humphrey's coming up in the next segment, because she's going to talk about some of those things that we need to question mm-hmm. and also what beliefs to instill, so that even
right.
once you pour the glass of water out, now what the heck do you put back
exactly.
in?
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. We always do put in a positive belief.
Yeah.
Because we want to create what we want, right?
Yeah.
We don't want to just create this vacuum and then hope something good comes in. So
yeah.
that's an important piece. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah. That's good. Well, you know, I was reading some research last night for this mm-hmm. show, and I Googled, I think it was the science of creating dreams or making your dreams come true, right? I was like, well, what's the science behind that? And what I found is there was a paper written by a psychologist who was talking about a lot of people fantasize their dreams. And so we use fantasy to start to think, wow, this would be really great and it feels really good.
Mm-hmm.
But that can be a challenge for us, because if all we're doing is fantasizing, fantasy feels really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then it shortly goes away. And, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to move in that direction if it feels good, because there's another piece. You've also got to think about the obstacles that are coming in your way, right? So you have a beautiful fantasy of developing a business. You're
mm-hmm.
like, oh, this would be so good. I'd love to have my products and services on Amazon. I'd love to make a lot of money like an entrepreneur. And then you say, but, you know, I don't know if I can do this. So then you go and you find out where Paula is, and you go to paulashaw.com and remove those beliefs, right? But then you come back and you say, well, okay, so what are my obstacles that I have to overcome
mm-hmm.
to start to manifest these beliefs, right? And of course, are there more pieces to that? Of course there are,
mm-hmm.
which again, I know Michelle's going to touch on some of these pieces in our next segment, but I do want to touch
and
on
what,
one.
What I just want to add to that is,
yeah.
and it's so important to have that help. Everybody gets so weighted down thinking they have to do it themselves.
Yeah.
We got to have a team. We got to have people that help us that see the stuff we don't see, just like you were saying earlier.
Well, I think that's really important. And by the way, it's not something that when Paul and I say that everybody needs to have help, we do this in our lives consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 21 years, I've had at least 2 to 3 coaches coaching me
Absolutely.
At any given time. And I know you do the same.
Absolutely.
Right. And I think, and the reason I do that is because when we set out on a big dream, there are big challenges that come with big dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but I'm the first one that wants to go, I think I'll just stay in bed.
Absolutely.
Right?
And One of my favorite lines came from Mary Manon Morrissey. And she said, if your dreams don't both terrify and excite you, they're not big enough.
That's really
Isn't
good.
That a great
That's
line?
Really good. They are not big enough, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, people come to me and they say, well, I don't know where to start. And I tell them, well, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to make a difference, you want to bring your gifts, talents, and abilities in the world, start right where you are. Look for something that you've never been able to do before and just go do it. And for some of them, they'll go like, what? Do something I've never done? Yeah, I try to do that every day. In fact, I'm doing that with Michelle today. I've never had her on the show. I don't know where this is going to go. Paula doesn't know where we're going to go. But it's going to be magic. And there's going to be some synchronicity. And there's going to be some amazing pieces that come out. And probably for our listening audience, it's going to be something, if you're tuned into this, there's a reason for that. So I want to say this one piece. The piece is called determination/persistence. Mm-hmm. And that is the piece that I believe if you don't have a coach, if you don't have somebody like Paula or myself working with you or Michelle, it's going to be difficult.
Right.
It's because, again, you know, somebody's going to want to go to sleep. Something hard is going to come up. It's going to push some buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, you know, some of these things we talked about, commitment, you know, like how do you create a dream? Commitment has to be there, right? Courage, for sure, because it's not easy. Actions, taking action, making stuff happen. Accountability,
right.
Enter the coach, and the support team. You know, you got to get your family on board, your friends on board, all saying, okay, you said you were going to do this. Let's help you and let's see you do it. And then a way to measure results, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then that persistence and that determination that you mentioned. And I think a lot of that is what we really want to get into in our next segment with Michelle.
I want to talk a little bit about that because we got Michelle for a couple segments at least. Maybe she'll stay for our last one. We'll see. And we also, in second segment, we are going to be asking Michelle some of those questions that can change your life. In segment three, we're going to go to recalculating.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What is recalculating? Well, recalculating are new points of view that I know Michelle's going to give us, and we're going to talk about ways to positively change whatever's going on in your life. Or
mm-hmm.
your business. And our final segment, we're going to talk about some of the success habits that make you, that make Michelle tick, because we're going to ask her about that and also to help our listeners to implement those. So,
all right. And we will be right back to get that going.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Candy Foster. Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. Today, we're talking about dreams, making your dreams come true. And we have an amazing guest for you today, a friend of mine, Michelle Humphreys. Paula, why don't you introduce Michelle?
Michelle is a master business coach. She's been helping people for over 17 and a half years, so I think she knows what works and what doesn't work. She's an expert at helping her clients set up systems and structures and in their businesses so that they work better. And she gives them skills and secrets to double, triple, and maybe even quadruple their income in 12 months or less. Oh. I want to hear how you do that.
I do,
and
too.
And so does
That's
everybody
amazing.
Else.
All right. Well, woohoo. I am thrilled and honored to be here.
Mm.
So fun to listen to the first segment and hear that you muscle test. It's one of those skills that people are like, what is muscle testing and how does that work? But it really does. It gets to the root. It gets to the truth of what that person believes and what they're holding in their unconscious, subconscious beliefs.
Yes.
And when you know, and it seems like we're both very skilled in getting to the truth of who they really are and setting up things on what I like to call a foundation to create a big life, right? Where they can create doubling and tripling, truth be told, even 10xing business profits within a year or less, and sometimes even sooner. It's because of 92.8% of what we create in our lives is by the belief systems that we hold in our mind,
That's
both the conscious as well as the unconscious. So such a huge part of what I do is first and foremost opening them up to this is even possible. Because you think about someone who says, oh, you can double your profits and work half the amount of time. And most people dismiss that going, well, that's a bunch of fairy tales and you're a quack.
Right.
And right,
sales
and they just
talk.
Dismissed it.
Yeah.
And it's for the people who really, it touches their hearts. It speaks to their hearts. There's something inside them that says, oh my gosh, if I could be able to do that, sign me up. I want to learn. And that's really what happened with me. Met a mentor, in short, when I was working in corporate America, 40, 45 hours a week, making about $65,000. And he was just like, oh my gosh, you work so many hours and make so little money, which is, I was thinking I was doing fairly well. I was 10 years into corporate America. And, you know, I had my promotions in sight and my little 4% raise. And he was just sane and wonderful and compelling enough that I thought, is he for real? And I really kind of looked and I analyzed and I got to know him a little bit. And I thought, there's something about this guy. And I hired him as a coach. I was smart enough back then to, you know, hire him as a coach. And through his help to hold this vision from going to $65,000 a year, which had taken me about 11 and a half years in corporate America to build up to. And in 1 year, we set a goal to make $150,000 working part-time, 20, 25 hours a week, which was cutting my hours.
Oh, who doesn't want to do that?
Like, who doesn't? And in short, I did it, right? And it wasn't hard. It was just the idea that this is even possible and opening up to new ideas because it wasn't happening within my same corporate job. So in the end, I wound up leaving, you know, corporate America, which was an awesome thing back then.
You know, that's such a huge piece. I have to stop you for a minute, Michelle, because I think part of the reason that a lot of people don't gain big salaries, big jobs, big dreams begins with not even really even consciously thinking that's possible.
Absolutely.
So how did it become possible?
Well, first there was, you know, you were talking about earlier, what's inside of your heart? Like it lit me up is my language of how I would phrase it. It lit me up the thought of doubling my income and working half the amount of time. And I just thought, if this is even, you know, a one in a million shot, I got to take it, right?
Is there anybody that would light up?
Right? And I can tell you in 17 years of business coaching, no one's ever come to me and said, Michelle, help me to work more and make less.
Yeah.
Right? No one. So we've got to start looking at what is possible and just stop dismissing the things that sound too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
We set up our lives by what we believe. You know, I say it all the time, it's a world of belief systems. And whatever we choose to believe, we make real. And the point that you were saying earlier in the segment, it's not just a matter of saying the words like, okay, I'm going to double my income and work less. No, we've got to get it to where you're energetically aligned. You see it, you hear it, you feel it, you taste it, you smell it. You literally know that you know that you know that this is going to happen. And then all of a sudden, it's like you realize all the resources are all around you. You know, the expression, when the student's ready, the teacher does appear.
You know, and I love that. And I'm just wondering, I'm sitting here listening from the point of view of our listening audience wondering, can anybody do this? Is this only for you? You're really smart.
A few,
you know,
magic people.
You're magic. Yeah, whatever. But you know, it really can other people do this? I mean, just a regular guy on the street or woman, you know,
Absolutely.
That's been in corporate America.
Absolutely. You know, it's so funny. We're saying magic, but in all sincerity, I have the nickname the Magic Mind Designer. I help people set up a mind that is so different from the way that, you know, listen, I wasn't raised with this. Right. You know, I was raised with a working class family that worked.
There you go, right.
And, you know, didn't financially do that well. But it was through the help, the love, the support of other people where I was like, what are they doing? Why does their life seem to be working so well? And of course, you know, I'm more niched in money and business, but this works with health. This works with your relationships. So it doesn't matter your starting point, your background, thank goodness. What matters is how committed are you to, you know, finding really, I do believe, the right coach, the right mentor that you connect with and you resonate with, and applying it. right? Because for me, this wasn't an overnight magic pill.
Right.
Like there were a bunch of limiting beliefs, a lot of stories that I had created that held me back for decades of my life. I didn't find this until my mid-30s, right?
So if somebody's listening, what would be the core belief or two or three that switched it around for you? What was that light bulb went on and you went, this is what I believe now.
The new core belief.
You said you weren't raised that way.
Right.
The foundation. I actually still to this day wear it on my wrist, and it's faith over facts. You've got to start looking at what's going on in your current circumstances. All today is a reflection of your past beliefs, right? So they look around, they're like, well, I don't know how to do this, and I don't have the resources, and I don't have the money, and I don't have the talent and the skills and the strengths, and they got all the reasons why it can't happen. That doesn't matter. That's just where you are. That's the fact. But your faith, the belief inside of your heart, the promise, that dream that's been inside of your heart, if you connect with the yes of that and you start seeing it done, you start putting more attention on that faith, that belief in the unseen. That's all faith is. It's a belief in the unseen. Right. It's the belief that you can touch a new future. It's the belief that God has put, or however you would language it, a dream inside of your heart that you are meant for more. And here's the great thing. You don't even need to know the how. We've just got to connect to that. You see it. You know it. You know that this is your calling, your purpose, your destiny. It's what lights you up. And as you ask for the resources, as you ask for the guidance, you will be led to what is most optimal, the right people, the right resources. And again, you know, I think we're huge believers in it's a little harder to do it on your own and keep the energy and the momentum and the focus going. So
yes,
the community, the coach, the resources.
You know, I'm hearing in my mind the voices of a lot of our listeners saying, I don't have the money. I'm just getting by from month to month. You know, I mean, we're kind of in survival mode here. How am I going to step out, hire a coach, do all these new things I have to do to start a new business or grow a new business? What do you say to that?
I'm going to ask them, do they like being in survival mode, right? Like that survival mode, I don't know anyone that feels good. Mm-hmm. And you've got to draw the line in the sand saying, this, I meant for more. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we can create identities. Well, me and my family and my history and my friends, that's just who we are. And, you know, somehow we're another set of people.
Right.
I came from the poorest of poor backgrounds. I came from a background where the electricity was being shut off. I came from, you know, parents fighting and, you know, not creating very much in their life. But God, there was just something inside of me that wanted more. And you know what? I started with books. There's so many free resources. There's so many free trainings. And here's the truth, guys. It's as long as you have a mind that is capable of thinking beyond your current circumstances, you can get there. And it doesn't matter your current scenario, your current circumstances.
That's beautiful. And that's such an important point. You know, the current circumstances are just circumstances. They're not who you are.
That's right.
And who you are and what you can believe. You know, like in our last segment, we talked about commitment, courage, you know, believing that it's possible, actions, and then, you know, putting those things in place. Even like if you're on a really tight budget and you can't hire a coach, set up a coaching accountability partner with a friend or another business colleague or somebody so you're accountable for the things you said you're going to do and figure out ways to measure that. So, you know, are you getting toward that dream?
You know, I know Michelle works with a lot of business owners that are very successful now because she's very successful. So if somebody's listening to this show right now and they're thinking, you know, I want to take my business to a completely new level. In fact, one of your promises, Michelle, is to work less and make more money.
Totally.
So I want to know how I do that.
You know what? Again, we're talking about first is it's a decision. You must decide, you know, the real Latin definition of decide means to cut off from, right? There really is that draw the line in the sand. Whatever you've created up until this point is no longer acceptable, period.
Right.
Right. And you decide that you are, you know, and maybe it's not doubling your profits and working half the amount of time, but you're going to increase your profits by at least 10% and you're committed to that. And you start setting it up from that level of commitment, right? Because a lot of people have a lot of talk, but they don't commit. They don't follow through. And then you really have got to resolve. No more excuses, no more stories, no more whatever. And again, from that energy, if you're committed, the right resources will show up.
So
you know what? We're running short on time, and I have a feeling some of our listeners are already going, how do I find this woman? How do I contact her? Can you tell them about your website and what you're offering?
Yeah, michellehumphrey.com, michelle Humphrey, humphrey.com. So two things, actually. On the website is a free wealth assessment, so you can start understanding where you are financially, your wealth abundance score. That'll give you some feedback. And also, for the handful of people who know that they're looking for a coach, I have five amazing coaches on my team. And it's just, this is a limited gift. For the first five, if they call 516-817-2702, we'll have one of my coaches standing by, and we will set up a free coaching Skyrocket Your Business Profits breakthrough session that'll help them to create the clarity, uncover the limiting beliefs, and really get on the path to creating what it is that they want.
Okay, and we'll give that number again in our next segment.
Coming up next is recalculating.
All right, can't wait to talk about that. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Candy Foster.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw at Rebalancing You. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a rebalancing session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
And welcome back to Transition Radio. We're here this evening with Michelle Humphrey, who is a master business coach and has been doing it for 17 and a half years and has taken a lot of people to higher income and less time in the everyday struggles of carrying on their business. And we want to talk more about that because I think everybody wants to know, how do you do that? How do you make more money and work less and actually be living out your dreams? It's so important. And in this segment, we're talking about recalculating. How do you change things? If you're stuck in that rut, you've been doing things a certain way, it doesn't feel good. How do you recalculate?
Great. So that's a great question, Michelle.
There you go.
How do we recalculate?
Well, you know, as we said in the last segment, it's the first comes from the decision, right? You've got to decide. You know, I always tell my clients, I can't want a better life for you more than you want it for yourself. Like, are you going to decide? Are we going to commit? Are we going to move forward? And once you have that, in truth, now we got to start looking at the actions that they've been taking for the past, you know, week, month, year, decades, right? Some of the people that I work with, I mean, they're 40s, 50s, 60 years old. They've been doing similar patterns, and we've got to start changing some daily habits. And first and foremost, it's we create a lot of clarity on what it is that they want to create, right? Mm. A lot of people, like, they're scared to put a goal out there. They're scared to even put a New Year's resolution out there because statistically, by January 15th, New Year's resolutions are out the door. Oh, like, they forget they've even made them. So it's like, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. We've got to get that one. You got to have the end in mind. We got to start with the end result. And then from there, again, we'll go through the muscle testing, making sure that they're energetically aligned to it, seeing it, hearing it, feeling it, believing it. But then what's that first action? And first and foremost, I get people to connect with gratitude. Gratitude for they have another day, gratitude that they can change their circumstances. So as a daily practice, I even encourage people before they get even out of bed in the morning to lay there and connect with what it is that you're most grateful for. Mm-hmm. That alone starts changing your energy, your vibration, to see the world through, honestly, a different lens, a different filter.
Right.
So that alone can massively improve the quality of somebody's life if they can genuinely connect with gratitude for what is, truth be told, what's happened, and where they're going.
And it's such a high vibration. You know, I think I look at everything through the lens of energy because I use so much energy psychology in my work. And I think when we are connecting with high vibration, we're operating at a much different level. And then we attract things into our life that are on that vibrational level. And it's a whole other ballgame.
Definitely. And here's a great tip for someone, maybe money is a challenge or not quite enough in their life right now. And I've gone through those phases. At one point, I went $858,000 in debt because of a failed business experience. And yeah, it was really, it turned my life upside down in many ways. And it got so bad at one point. I mean, this is 20 years ago almost. But I learned this principle so well when I didn't have money almost to go food shopping and worry, like it was, you know, putting my pennies together to go get food. To get into, and thank God I had a mentor in my life at that point, was to get grateful for what you do have, because my brain was what I didn't have at that point, and how bad it was and how much I screwed up and this was so bad. But I mean, literally, and Paula and Ken and listeners, everyone can do this. You'll find pennies and you pick up and you hold a penny like it's $1,000, and you get grateful for abundance that's all around you and unexpected blessings. And so pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters, right? And then I remember finding like a $5 bill and feeling like, oh my gosh, like I am so prosperous. And that just kept growing into, you know, now incredible abundance in all areas. And we got to start somewhere. The universe is a vibration. It picks up on our energy. You said it. It's all energy. So we got to match our vibration to being prosperous, wealthy, rich, abundance. And when we do, and we have small little ways to connect with it so it feels real, right? Like it's got to feel real. You can pick up a penny and like, okay, I got this penny. You know, it's the start of more abundance. And, you know, thank you. Thank you for more abundance. And it just grows from there.
So what if I'm sitting around not feeling grateful and I don't want to feel grateful? I'm just, I'm in a place where...
hey, how do you motivate a tough case
like
that?
Listen, we've all been there. I know that.
It's true.
That's common. You know, you know, angers and frustrations and annoyed and I've done this and it didn't work for me, you know, and you can see why, because what's happening is they're putting out to the universe frustrations. They're putting out, you know, it didn't work, right? And I guarantee you it was working, but they gave up before.
Yeah, I want to mention this, because when you mention universe, I think, you know, that means in your family life, okay? If you're ungrateful, you're upset, you're pissed off, and somebody walks in the room, they're picking up on that. And they'll see it on your face. They'll see it in your body language. And they will start to react to you in that from that point of view.
Well, absolutely. I always remind my clients that whatever we focus on, we feed energy to. And whatever we feed energy to grows.
Yeah.
So what do you want to grow?
Yeah. So it's amazing the principles that you're using, because they're very... what do I want to say? I always
sound.
Tell people
that,
sound, they're very sound principles that work.
Built on truth. Truth doesn't change through time, period. And people have roller coaster results because their emotions are all over the board, right? We've got to get them more focused on what is great, and the way I like to phrase it, and what they're destined to create. We are creators. We are in charge. A lot of people don't see that or feel that. They feel they're victims of circumstances, but in reality, that's not accurate. That's not even based in truth. And to start allowing them to see that, oh my gosh, I am creating what it is that I'm holding inside of me and focusing on.
Doesn't that kind of go back to that principle that you're completely responsible for everything that's showing up in your life?
You are. And it's the greatest thing in the world. Thank God we are. But most people, that is not a warm, fuzzy feeling.
That's true.
Very scary and overwhelming because they start going, well, how did I create this? And, you know, as we go back to the subconscious beliefs, I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask for this mess and this, you know, disaster. You didn't at a conscious level. And we get that. But energetically, and we've come in with, I believe, karmic. It's called karmic inheritance. Like, we've been given a game to play. And sometimes we've got to heal some crazy things. I was born to an abusive family. I didn't ask for that, right? But, you know, I've understood enough. That was, if you will, the game that I signed up for. And now that I've healed that, like, not only have I healed all those childhood scars, I've you're given double. Like, once you heal beyond these, oh, the unfairnesses and the, you know, you can't justify, you let go of the story, that identity, and you go on to realize, oh my gosh, I can create anything mm-hmm. that I want. So now it's like my life is nothing short of magical, but it didn't happen by luck, right? Like, it happened right. through me. I always say miracles don't happen to you, they happen through you.
I love that. Miracles don't happen to you, they happen through you. I also like that line I think you've mentioned before, Ken. I think it was Tony Robbins who said, nothing's happening to you, everything is happening for you.
I don't know where that came from, but
I'm here to bless you. I like it.
What's that?
No, everything is here to bless
us. Yeah, everything's here blessing us.
See mm-hmm. it through those eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my $858,000 debt, I remember my mentor at the time was like, this is here to bless you. And I was like, screw you. You know, I was so pissed. Like, what do you mean this is here to bless me? And it wasn't. Mm-hmm. But when I let go of the anger and, you know, the how did this happen and, you know, all that, and I saw it as a blessing, here was the greatest miracle, one of them that ever happened, when I got that $858,000 wasn't even a lot of money. And I respect what it is and I respect what it can buy, but I'm like, if I'm in this much debt, like, for me to heal this, it's like, I've got to make more than this. Mm-hmm. So it was this whole thing of, it opened me up to this mindset of millions, which I certainly didn't have and raise. But now all mm-hmm. of a sudden you make millions and $858,000 isn't quite so much. Like, would you get so stressed if it was $858 or $8,000? No, because right. most of us have a bigger level of consciousness around money. So it opened me up to millions.
It's all relative, and it's all relative to where you are, is what I hear you saying.
Totally.
And so if there's somebody listening right now and you're in a place where you might be a little stuck, or you're in a place where you're not stuck and you want to, but you want to grow to a whole new level, then I think there's a part where you have to recalculate, which is really what we're talking about. And what do they have to recalculate? Let's say that person that is kind of stuck. What do they have to recalculate, Michelle?
The recalculation is a new identity. Bottom line, that'll be the difference that makes all the
difference. What does that mean, a new
Meaning
identity?
That if they see themselves as someone who struggles with money and always has and always will be, like, you're going to struggle with money and always will. But if you start recalculating, reclaiming would be probably my word, that, you know what, the end of this game, the end of this struggle, the end of this lack energy, that you're going to recalculate into being a person that does really well with money. And you're going to find the right people who can help you. There's free resources, there's books, there's YouTube videos, there's a lot of things out there. And then, you know, if you want, I'll even, like I said, we had that free gift. I'm happy to give that number again.
Yeah, why don't you give the free gift
again?
Sure.
Call right now, 516-817-2702. We have a free coach, or I have a coach standing by that can help set you up for a free business breakthrough session.
Very good. And we will be talking more about all of this, because a thought just occurred to me about recalculating. It involves change.
Yes.
And change is not comfortable for most people. So let's talk a little bit about that in our next segment.
Change your habits, change your life, baby.
That's it. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Candy Foster.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio. Today, we're interviewing Michelle Humphrey, and I'm here with Paula Shaw. What an amazing day it has been. This has been a great show, and I'm glad that if you're just tuning in, we're talking about how to change your life, how to create the dreams that you want for your mm-hmm. life. And in this segment, we're going to be talking about success habits that actually work, right? So, Michelle, listen, you're a mother of a six-year-old, top businesswoman. You must have some success habits that people can relate to.
you know what? The bottom line is when you have, especially women with children and even men, you know, I don't see men who want to miss out on their children. You know, my husband coaches our son's little league baseball team. And, you know, I'm able to only work 25, maybe 28 hours a week. And here's why. One of my greatest success habits is I'm very effective. When we all have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But how do we use that time? So again, muscle testing is a huge part of it, but I'm always checking in on what is my most optimal action. Success is really that 80-20 rule, whereas if we are really doing the most optimal actions, you know, most people are very busy and they're doing a lot of busy work, but they really get done what's
the important,
the most important things. And when you're checking in and you're training your mind to check in and really look at what's most important, what's going to make the biggest difference, what are those, truth be told, revenue-producing activities that are going to grow your business? It's a huge part of an optimal daily success habit.
I think that is so important. And I know I have been there and been guilty of that, where, you know, at one point in time, I was running five businesses and none of them were really doing very well. And I was in a constant state of frustration because there was not enough of me to go around. I was working myself to death. And there were, what was the reward? The reward was there's just more to do, right? So I think this idea of deciding what's the most important thing I can do. That's what a coach told me. He said, make a list of everything you have to do and then prioritize in order of what's going to put money in your pocket first. And that was really helpful for me because my mind was like in so many different places. I needed to find a way to bring my focus to one thing, like we do when we meditate.
It's a great concept, and that concept works. And I'm listening to some of our listeners, you know, I'm reading your mind right now, and you're thinking, well, that's a great idea. And you're not writing it down, and it's not, it's just, you're going to go on to the next thing and the next thing, and you're going to wake up tomorrow, and you're going to have a whole bunch of things to do, and you won't be effective. How do you work with somebody like that, Michelle?
Well, that is the power of working with a coach and checking in. I personally, my one-on-one clients, I will have them text me their top two most optimal things that they are working on. And they have accountability with me. And
important.
Yeah, I send out daily reminders to my clients. And we have, what is your most optimal action for today? And we do it with both business as well as your personal life. You know, the magical thing is to have a six-year-old and I still show up to his plays that happened during the day, or we did like a little snow day here in California of all things. But you know what? My husband and me were he was the only child that had both parents there in the middle of the day because our son's a priority, right? And we can work everything around it. It's amazing. You get to create and have everything that you want if you just, you know, again, all these principles that we're talking about, clearing out the subconscious beliefs that are holding you back and keeping you in these lower vibrations and stuck energy. But then we've also got to be, you know, tuning into what's that most important action? What's most optimal? Doing the things that I like to phrase it, light you up and expand who you are.
I love that. Light you up and expand who you are. So I guess that would be the question I'd ask someone. I'd say, so what is it that lights you up?
I ask that question all the time.
Expand who you are. Right. You do, right?
All the time. And all my, you know, mastermind members, my clients, they know it. And because here's another thing. You said you were running five companies, killing yourself or working yourself too thin. Never. I would never allow my client to do that, period, because you're doing way too many things and I bet you half of them don't even light you up. And you're not even that good at it.
It's true.
Right? Like I should never be bookkeeping. You know, I have an accountant. I have a bookkeeper. I have a virtual assistant. I have people doing all the things that I'm not that great at.
That's right.
You know, when we're not, you've got to find your gifts, your talents, your strengths, and do the things that light you up, that expand who you are. And when you run a business from that energy, it's a joy. You love it. You look forward to it.
And so, I think, you know, sometimes I was at a Lisa Nichols conference a little while back, and she was talking about the days when she was really just getting by, you know, and it was survival mode. But interesting, what you said earlier was so true. She made the decision. This wasn't where she wanted to be forever. She took the action of giving up her manicure money, you know, no more manicures. She cut some things out of the budget because there was this dream, there was this goal that it was willing to give those, or it was worth giving those things up for. And pretty soon, you know, that money came together so that she could take the next step.
Absolutely. And I'm all about it, like a transition season. I mean, a season being about 90 days, 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes you got to, you know, tighten the belt buckle or, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps. And you can do that for a season, mm-hmm. but it's not sustainable over what people will do for years or decades. And they get into that lack and that struggle and that sacrifice energy. And it's never meant to be that.
Right.
No. There's a lot of compromise in that. You know, what I just heard you say is that people get into compromising. They're not in that place where they're ready to maybe grow in ways that they could. But with you, with your work, with a coach, what I'm hearing is that you can keep that momentum going.
Absolutely.
When the momentum stops. And isn't that what generates wealth? It's like
totally,
and
it totally
momentum.
Is the momentum. I work for honestly with my clients for a minimum of 12 months, and here's why. The first 3 months, you're putting all this together, doubling your income, working half the amount of time. Like, your brain's really trying to wrap its head around that if you're not familiar with it, right? But that third to like 6 months, you start to get to momentum. And then, you know, just everyone knows it takes about 9 months to birth a baby, a human baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 9 months to, I see the rebirthing happening. I see this new energy, this light shining bigger and brighter, and they're building that foundation. And then that fourth quarter, that fourth season, if you will, it's they're on like a solid foundation. Truth be told, you work with me for a year, you'll never go back to struggle and sacrifice and hard work, because it's not in your energy any longer.
Mm-hmm. That's a really important piece, isn't it? I think that's a huge part of change. And one of the things that tends to bog people down, family beliefs.
Oh.
You know, the culture you're raised in, and that's what creates a lot of that subconscious stuff that you have to carve your way through and get rid of.
There's a fellow by the name of Gary Douglas, and I studied him for a while, and he had mentioned that all issues come from somebody else, right?
So
if you have an issue
that.
Of not making money, you know, you don't know how to do relationship, you have poor health, you have whatever you got going, that's not even yours. That's somebody else's. But
the
thing I think
concept.
Michelle, and I know you do, Paula, and I do too, we get people in touch with what issues are really not yours. And like Michelle said, like, if you're not who you think you are with this identity, right, and you have all these issues that are really not yours, then who are you really, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to this,
and
who
how
are
do you,
you
find
really?
That out?
I think who we all are, and I know it for a fact, is, you know, we're powerful. We are light. We're a creator. It goes back to, you know, we're children of God, or, you know, find the language that works for you. But who lives that way, right?
Mm.
And it's waking up to that. It's waking up to the truth that's really deep inside of your heart. And there's not one or two or three or five beliefs holding you back. I'm here to tell you there's hundreds, if not thousands.
Mm-hmm.
And you can work through that. You know, just like if you had a house that had never been cleaned before and you decide, you know what, I'm going to clean up this house and I'm going to make it like beautiful and livable. Yeah. So you start with the kitchen, then you go to a living room, and then, you know, maybe even bring in some cleaning crews. But you can eventually.
Baby steps, right?
Baby steps.
One thing.
Right? And you celebrate the progress.
Yeah.
And you also ask, who are you being? Who are you being?
Yeah.
You know, like when I wake up and I'm, you know, every day I take out the trash, right? And listen, I'm the best, happiest trash taker outer there is.
Okay. Good work, Judy.
Because
well-trained man.
That's who I, that's who I'm being, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's who I'm being.
And I'm here to say your beingness is more important than your doingness.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's so huge. And that's kind of a beautiful place for us to start wrapping this up, because that's just a perfect idea. And if the beingness isn't correct, mm-hmm. or isn't in the right place, all the doingness in the world doesn't really, it's not effective, right?
It's not, and it takes so much longer.
Yes.
And that's what's hard.
So one more time, give people the information about how to get a hold of you and the gifts that you're offering today,
there's
Michelle.
Yeah, there's two ways. The phone number is 516-817-2702. Again, offering for the first five people, because there's limited resources, a free Skyrocket Your Business Profits coaching session. What you'll get from that is create clarity and really have that vision. We got to start with the end in mind. We can help you to do that. We'll also uncover hidden challenges that might be sabotaging your ability to grow your business and keep you at that stuck level. And then also just to help you to get back to that gratitude of what you have in your life and what's working and that renewed sense of energy. So you can do that by calling 516-817-2702. And my website is Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Humphrey, H-U-M-P-H-R-E-Y.com. There's a wealth assessment for everybody. It's a 17-question wealth assessment, and it'll give you a score and help you to discern your level of, we're talking about that wealth consciousness, that prosperous, rich, abundant mindset. And if you score low, you're going to see why you have problems with money, and it'll help you to turn that around.
Okay. Thank you, Michelle. I'm sure people are anxious to do that. And Ken, what's going on next week?
Well, coming up next week on Transition Radio, we have a special guest. His name is Mark Waldman. He's on the faculty of
Loyola
Marymount. Thank you,
Loyola.
I will learn to speak sooner or later. Their university. He's also a best-selling author, and he's going to show us some unique techniques to really increase the quality of your life. Also, we have Liana, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce her last name.
Chowley,
there we go. Liana Chowley, who's going to dazzle you with the latest ways to transform your look from the inside out.
Yeah,
so don't miss that one.
She's a stylist, ladies.
All right.
All right, we look forward to being with you all again next week on Transition Radio. Good evening.